Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Tuesday, July 15th. Happy birthday to a friend of mine in Philadelphia who may or may not be listening in. He's even older than I am, which is rather frightening. In any case, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here, live, about as live, I guess, as I'm ever going to be. I'm a little tired this evening, folks, so if I stumble every once in a while, you understand it's because, as I say, I'm tired. Sometimes when I'm tired, well, I just, the noise coming from my brain doesn't always reach my mouth, which is a lot noisier, I suppose, than my brain. Well, what's in the news? Not much really in the news. It's kind of funny, though. There are some things in the Washington Post today that kind of jumped out at me because they relate back to some things that I have discussed on this program. Things that are not news, things that are part of history, things that are part of what's happening in our world today, vis-a-vis the internet, vis-a-vis what some call the Patriot Movement, vis-a-vis what I call the inordinate and most unfortunate amount of information, rather disinformation and misinformation, that's being circulated out there. So if you're not a new listener to this program, tuning in for the first time tonight, you're going to hear me say, as I often do say, I'm going to repeat some things you've heard me talk about on this program before, but the reason why I repeat these things is because they bear repeating in the hopes that new people are going to hear them, and in hopes that people who didn't get the point before finally get the point. There's an old saying which has been quoted to me, or perhaps misquoted to me, many times over the years: repetition is the soul of wit. But I'm even told that may be a misquotation of that alleged old saying. So in any case, there will be some repetition here tonight, so bear with me. But we are going to go to the phones sooner than later. We didn't get in all our callers last night, so if you were one of the callers who called in last night and couldn't get in, try giving it a shot again tonight. The number here, of course, is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Now, here in the Washington area, as I'm sure there probably are in other areas around the country, there is an Islamic academy. This particular one happens to be funded by elements in Saudi Arabia. And there's been a big brouhaha over the past several years coming from a variety of sources, which you can only imagine, saying that the textbooks in this Saudi school here are just full of the most terrible inflammatory things. Well, it's kind of interesting, the students who have gone to the school, many of whom are Americans or otherwise the children of Muslim diplomats, not all of them necessarily Saudi diplomats, they have said that the material is not really that offensive, that it's just that the actual material that is so questionable has only appeared in the textbooks for one class, and the rest of the material in the school is just not much different than you get from any other school. But needless to say, it has preoccupied certain people in the Washington, D.C. area and their allies in New York, Palm Beach, Miami, Beverly Hills, and Tel Aviv, along with, I'm sure, some folks in London and other spots where big money predominates around the globe. Well, a few comments on this when we come back. I'm inspired by this because of the fact that there's yet another story in today's Washington Post, bellyaching, crying, moaning, bitching, and complaining about it. Stay tuned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? The world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Talking about this private academy here in the Washington, D.C. area. Now, listen to this. Let me give you the background on this. The school has leased land from Fairfax County for 2 decades. Okay, it's been there for 20 years, okay. But it has been the subject of growing controversy. Last month, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom said the Academy's textbooks contain passages that advocate violence, less than a year after calling on the State Department to close the school unless it can prove that it is not teaching religious intolerance. Okay, well, now think about the ramifications of this, ladies and gentlemen. This is a private school, number one. Okay, the problem is that it happens to be leasing land from Fairfax County. I guess it looks like Fairfax County, yeah, from what I can understand, yes. But isn't it interesting? The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is taking issue with the Academy's textbooks. Now, folks, whether you agree, just say for the sake of argument, these textbooks do say some nasty things about Jews or Christians or Hindus or anybody else. Don't you find it a little bit ironic that it's the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom that's complaining about what appears in these textbooks? I mean, haven't we always been taught from the time we could first be taught anything, at least in the public schools, that, oh, we must respect the religions of others, that they should be allowed to teach whatever they want to teach? But no, folks, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, that's paid for by our tax dollars, is raising hell about what this academy's textbooks say. And they're calling on the State Department to close the school, evidently because of the fact that it's funded by a foreign government, foreign interests. Now, folks, as I have pointed out on this program many times, citing Jewish community newspapers, U.S. taxpayer dollars, both state and federal, have been used to fund Jewish community organizations and religious institutions here on American soil. Now, we don't have people able to monitor all the teachings and preachings that go on inside these Jewish community organizations and religious institutions and all sorts of other outfits that are getting taxpayer funds, both state, federal, and I suppose probably local as well. We heard the story here in this program a few months ago about some Jewish community organization that got money for quote-unquote security. Basically, they remodeled the whole place in the name of security. But in any case, folks, I think if we had the opportunity to get inside some of these institutions that are receiving our tax dollars, we would find that they provide endorsement and teaching of the Talmud. Now, Christians in particular should be absolutely astounded and appalled and angry that their money should be used to advance aspects of the Jewish religion and or the Jewish culture, which of course, together and individually, essentially all one and the same really, are founded on the Talmud. The Talmud is a vile publication to describe an extensive body of works. It's not like we're talking about an almanac here, ladies and gentlemen. These are extensive works, the quotations, the ravings of an assortment of rabbis over a long period of time, which have been memorialized and institutionalized as part of the Jewish faith. And of course, anyone who has read the book Jesus in the Talmud by this distinguished professor of Jewish studies at Princeton University, Professor Schaefer, whose first name escapes me at the moment, but if anyone has read that book, which is available from American Free Press and which has been published by Princeton University Press, not by a hate organization. Anyone who's familiar with this realizes that the Talmud is just full of terrible garbage and rantings against Jesus Christ. Now, let's face it, Jesus Christ is the foundation, the father, so to speak, of the Christian religion. Now, the tax dollars of Christians and Muslims alike, Christians and Muslims who revere Jesus Christ, their tax dollars here in this country are being used to subsidize Jewish religious, cultural, and community organizations. Now, maybe we should start demanding inquiries into what are being taught in these places that are receiving tax dollars. But if we did that, folks, what would we hear about? We would probably hear the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom coming in and complaining and saying that, oh, well, we can't interfere with the religious teachings of others. People have a right to believe these things. Well, yes, people do have a right to believe these things. Thomas Jefferson referred to Judaism as a depraved religion. That's Thomas Jefferson, not George Jefferson's brother, not the New York dry-cleaning tycoon memorialized in Norman Lear's show, The Jeffersons. No, we're talking about Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, the author of the Declaration of Independence, and himself an advocate of religious freedom. But he did believe that the Jewish religion was a depraved religion. Or so he wrote. And yet, here we have American tax dollars going towards Jewish organizations. Organizations that teach hatred toward Christians. And this hatred can be found in the Talmud. So, you know, I'm saying, folks, we got a problem here. We've got a real serious problem here. We need a commission to investigate what's going on in these Jewish organizations. What's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. Now, if there's anybody out there who can explain to me why my logic in this regard is faulty, or why my facts don't add up, why two and two do not make four in this case, I would like to hear from you. Please, please tell me if what I've said is illogical, or if it's ill-founded, or if it's based upon bigotry or blindness to some fact or some fact situation that I'm unaware of. But, I mean, I think this is just a very basic thing. It's a basic question of fairness. A basic question of getting rid of these double standards that we constantly hear about. So please, if there's anyone out there, please call in and tell my producer that you'd like to take issue with this horrible bigotry and this disgusting attempt by Mike Piper to censor people's religious freedom. I mean, I'm really curious. Okay. All right, we do have the callers lining up here, and I'm sure I'll be able to get around to most of them here this evening. But, you know, it's kind of funny. The week before last, I introduced the subject of Jim Marr's book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, and this whole concept of the idea that, and not just Jim Marr's, I don't want to just hang this crime, this abomination, on Jim Marr's, although he's certainly guilty of promulgating it, and he's certainly perhaps one of the most prominent promulgators of the theory by virtue of the fact that HarperCollins is now publishing his book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, The Secret Societies That Threaten to Take Over America. That is the Nazis, basically. Well, in the book, Jim Marr suggests, as I've said, and as you can see for yourself, that it may well have been a Nazi plot to assassinate John F. Kennedy. Well, you know, a couple weeks ago, a week or so ago, I said that I was going to bring some information to you which just kind of demonstrates the whole flawed foundation of that theory. And I mentioned it in passing, but it's very, very funny, folks. In today's Washington Post, dated July 15th, there's a very interesting story, and you can read it for yourself. You can go to the Washington Post website, I think it's washingtonpost.com, and the article is entitled Unsung Savior. A Salvadoran diplomat in Nazi Europe lent his nation's protection to Hungarian Jews. Well, it tells the story of how a Salvadoran diplomat in Europe provided certificates of nationality to tens of thousands of Hungarian Jews. And, you know, they were able to escape to El Salvador or get out of Germany or get out of whatever country they were supposed to get out of. Well, I guess it would have been Hungary in this case, forgive me. But in any case, this man, whose name is Jose Arturo Castellanos, is being hailed. But it's very interesting to find out who it was he worked with. The guy who helped Mr. Castellanos rescue all of these Jews from the Nazis. Guess who it was, ladies and gentlemen? It was this guy that was involved in setting up the very corporation connected to the Kennedy assassination that Jim Marr says was a Nazi front. Well, we're going to the break. When we come back, I'll talk about that. Really just goes to show how foolish this Nazis killed Kennedy theory is. And that's the foundation of the theory that the Nazis now control America. My God.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I hate to beat a dead horse here, but the horse isn't dead. It's maybe not even a horse. Horses are nice, nice animals. This is more like a rattlesnake that you just can't kill. This whole story, this whole theme, this whole bit of nonsense that the Nazis came over here to the United States and took the country over, and they killed Kennedy and did all sorts of other things. But a lot of patriots believe this, ladies and gentlemen. They really do believe it. I mean, I know those of you out there know that it's nonsense. You're probably as shocked as I am, but I'm here to tell you there's a lot of people listening to this program who say, well, I like Mike Piper, but, you know, he says that the Nazis aren't really in control of the country, and here's all this evidence that they are. Well, they're not. But anyway, Here's the point. Here's this interesting story, which even includes a picture of George Mandel, also known as George Mantello. I've never seen a picture of him before, but here he is. Here's the guy who saved 30,000 Hungarian Jews, went behind the backs of the Nazis, helped get them phony certificates of citizenship in El Salvador, where apparently they went on to live. Well, here's the story. This guy is a great anti-Nazi hero being hailed by the Salvadorans are hailing him, and Jews are hailing him and saying, my God, what a wonderful guy George Mandel was. He was anti-Nazi. He fought the Nazis. Okay, well, this same guy, George Mandel, also known as Mantello, back in 1989, then-Congressman Charles Schumer wanted to give him a congressional gold medal He said, Mantello is one of the most outstanding examples we have of a single individual standing up and mobilizing the world against the atrocities of Nazi Germany and its death camps. On and on and on. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this guy, George Mandel, also known as George Mantello, this guy, Mantello, was one of the key figures back in the mid to late 1950s in establishing this mysterious entity called Permandex. Permandex had on its board of directors no less than Clay Shaw of New Orleans, the guy prosecuted by Jim Garrison for involvement in the Kennedy assassination. Now, everybody and his brother, except for a few of us, everybody and his brother says that Permandex was some sort of Nazi outfit. Jim Mars suggests that it was a Nazi outfit, even though Jim Mars is pressed by reality to admit that the guy who served as chairman of the board of Permandex, Louis Bloomfield, was, even as Jim Mars admits, a Zionist. Now, the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, do you think that Permandex was really a Nazi front if it were set up by George Mantello, this guy who's being hailed in the Washington Post today and who back in 1989, Charles Schumer wanted to give a congressional gold medal to? I mean, think about it. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Louis Bloomfield of Montreal was the longtime lawyer and a close associate of Sam Bronfman, one of the founders of the World Jewish Congress. And Clay Shaw, who served on the board of Permandex. His best friends in New Orleans were the Stern family. They financed his defense. The Stern family also were stockholders in a company in Apollo, Pennsylvania, called NUMEC that was used to smuggle nuclear materiel to Israel. Does this sound like a Nazi front? Louis Bloomfield, a guy who, along with his brother, put up millions of dollars for Israel's nuclear weapons program. Clay Shaw, who was palsy-wowsy with the Stern family in New Orleans. I mean, are these a bunch of Nazis? Clay Shaw serves on the board of this company founded by George Mantello. I mean, I'm trying to bring this all full circle, folks. I mean, you know, let's look at the record. If there's anyone out there who wants to call in and tell me why I'm wrong about all this and why Mantello really was a Nazi and why Clay Shaw really was a Nazi and why George Mantello, I mean, and Louis Bloomfield, the whole group of people who are mixed up in this Permandex operation, if you can tell me why these guys were really Nazis who were behind the assassination of President Kennedy, here is your opportunity to make a fool of me. We don't have screeners here. You can call in. If you can address this with facts, please explain to me why this isn't proof that Clay Shaw was not in the midst of an Israeli Jewish Zionist Talmudist anti-Nazi pro-Israel operation. Because Jim Mars suggests that Permandex was a Nazi front. A lot of other people have suggested it was a Nazi front. They say that it was a CIA front on the basis of the flimsy fact, or the flimsy connection that Clay Shaw did in fact act as a CIA informant. But the fact is, if you look at the bigger picture, all of these people that Clay Shaw was trafficking with were people who were hardcore, high-level figures in the Zionist movement. Pro-Israel operatives, ladies and gentlemen. But if you think Permandex was a Nazi operation, please call in here. This is your chance to prove it. All right. Enough of that. We're going to go to the phone when we come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I've laid down the gauntlet. I mean, here's a golden opportunity to show the world the Nazis are the bad guys behind the Kennedy assassination and the sad state of affairs we're in today. Anyway, we do have some callers, and I'm going to go right to them right now. Now, the first caller we're bringing up here is calling from Pennsylvania, and his name is Tom. I have known many Toms in Pennsylvania. I can think of one who got out of line one time, and I had to cut his wrist with a butcher knife. I can think of that same one also used to shoot at me, but I don't know if that's him. We're going to find out who it is. Tom from Pennsylvania, are you there?
I am here. It's not me. I never took a shot at you or anything. As a matter of fact, every time there's a problem, I think there's a Jew behind it, not a Nazi.
All right.
You know, well, look at it. I mean, people don't hate Jews because they're Jews. They hate them because of their behavior. And quick comment there on Chuck Schumer. He's just a disgusting individual as far as I'm concerned. I have absolutely no time for him, and I don't believe him. He's a liar and a manipulator just like all of them. Look at their past history. They were thrown out of every country in Europe. But anyway, the reason I called, Saturday I went to a picnic here in the 16th District. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, yeah.
Okay, somebody's trying to call me in, but I'm not going to answer it.
Okay, alrighty.
I went to a picnic that was sponsored by the Honorable Joseph Pitts of Pennsylvania's 16th District.
Okay, yeah,
you know
is that is that in eastern Pennsylvania?
Yes, Lancaster and Chester County. Chester County,
right? Okay, right.
Mm-hmm. I'm in Lancaster County, and I hate to say it, and this is embarrassing, but most of the people, if Satan himself were to run on the Republican ticket in Lancaster County, he'd win.
Yes, that's true enough. I'm aware of that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you have a lot of dispensationalists here, and the place is just loaded with dispensationalists, if you know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I went, my wife is a Republican committee person, and I leave Republic Radio turned on the computer all day long, so she's slowly starting to learn.
Thank God.
I tell you, it's been tough. Not that I'm any rocket scientist myself. But anyway, I wanted to bring up to Mr. Pitts the USS Liberty, and I didn't want to look like a buffoon in front of like 300 people.
Right.
So I just cooled my heels until after it was over, and I've had words with the congressman before and told him that I'd never vote for him because of his stand on gun control. Joe Pitts would like to register guns in Pennsylvania, even though, forgive me again, most of the morons don't know that.
And let me ask you a question. He's a Republican, isn't he?
He is, but he is, actually, he's from Chester County, which is outside of Philadelphia down
right,
that area.
Right, right, okay. All right, I understand that. Okay, right, okay.
He's a politician, first of all.
Right, and he probably has a certain quote unquote gun control constituency within the district, and he's playing to them. Okay, that's
very
interesting.
Chester County, yeah.
Okay,
and Chester County is more what we'd call neoconservative, liberal Republican than
right. I got
Lancaster
you.
County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I wanted to clarify right. that for myself. Yeah. Okay.
So, and I personally, like I said, politics means personal gain, and he's a politician, and Webster's defined politician as a person that is out for personal gain. Well, it does. That's what it says. If you look it up, you can see. And,
that's interesting.
So I couldn't get hold. I really didn't want to get. I wanted to, but there were so many brain dead people there that I just sort of backed off. But after it was over, I got hold of one of his aides, which was wearing a U.S. House of Representative T-shirt, which, you know, he worked with Pitts. I don't really know his name, but he was in the hierarchy of the Republican Party of Lancaster County.
Okay.
And I brought up, I said, you know, you ought to be doing some investigating on the USS Liberty. And the moron didn't even know what the Liberty was. Or he claimed he didn't.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I'd be willing to bet that he probably did not know about the USS Liberty. But go ahead, yeah.
And I just unloaded on him, and I said, you know, the Federal Reserve Bank, it's a private corporation. Well, he claimed he didn't know that either. You know, this is embarrassing for somebody in that position, and I can't remember everything that was said, but the whole thing was Pitts' speech to his constituents there, and I never voted for the guy. Like I said, I only went there because my wife is a Republican committee woman. And duly elected, and we've gone round and round in the thing, but she's beginning to start, she's learning slowly. And education takes time to do that. Not that I'm not an educated man myself, I have no college, but I do understand this, and I started getting my education with Dr. William Pierce.
Okay, all right. Well, that guy was an educated guy. You can't deny him his degrees, no matter how many people would like to do it posthumously.
I met Dr. Pierce on three different occasions, and I have never met a better educated, more knowledgeable person. And he not only was he educated, but he could do physically. You know, he was a machinist. He built buildings. He and writer, etc. But he was a decent person also.
Classic jack of all trades. Yeah, most really smart people could do it.
But I'll tell you what, I don't have much time for these Republicans in Pennsylvania, and I think the problem is we have been dumbed down as a country, as a people, and it's been deliberate and intentional. And you are probably one of the most outspoken. I really appreciate you, Mike. I can't tell you how much I do. And
I appreciate that. Yeah.
I don't want everybody cutting my wrist with a butcher knife. But
well, you know, when your big brother's torturing you, you got to do something.
Well, I can understand it. Well, I'm not one of those. All your hosts on Republic Broadcasting are all pretty doggone good. I can't have fault any of them for anything.
This is a good network. There's a lot of variety here. There's a lot of divergence of opinion, but I think when all is said and done, most everybody is pretty much on the same page here.
I have no intention of voting for John McCain or Barack Obama, and it's not that I'm prejudiced against blacks. I judge each person by their character, so you can't accuse me of that. But
on the very basis, just alone of Barack Obama's voting record, there's a lot of good reasons to oppose him. If he were white, he should be opposed on the basis.
Oh,
of much
absolutely,
of his
I agree. I agree with you, but Henry Ford's book, The International Jew, was a very interesting book, yet you can't find it in any library in the country.
Why I laugh when you say that? Because I have an original bound volume of all four editions of that four-volume set that Henry Ford published back in the 1920s, and the copy that I have was one that was taken out of a public library.
I understand National Vanguard books, Dr. Pierce's old outfit down in Hillsborough, still have that for sale. I don't have it, but I personally tried to order that through Border Bookstores, and they said, yes, you can get it. And they said it'll take about a week to come in. So I waited, and I called the week, and they said, no, it hadn't. They had to back order it. Long story short, I kept calling back for 6 months, and they couldn't get it. It was banned there also. And one thing, I really wish Abe Foxman had the guts to come on there and debate you.
Oh well,
I love that, but they never do it. They're like a bunch of snakes.
I've told the story on the air that I once actually ran into Abe Foxman up here on Capitol Hill, just a few blocks from where I live, and when I went up to him and said, excuse me, aren't you Mr. Foxman, he vehemently denied it and then proceeded to run, waddle like a duck, as quick as he could, away from me. It was not because he knew who I was. I don't think he knew who I was. It was just the fact that here he was in a situation where he wasn't in control. He wasn't the man in command. He didn't know what or whom he was dealing with, and therefore the easiest thing for him to do was run. So that's what he did. They always have to be in charge. Tom, listen, I tell you what, I've got a lot of callers lined up here,
okay,
so I really have to move on. Did you want to make a final point before we go?
Well, every time you see a riot or a demonstration, somebody stirring the pot, there's always a Jew behind it. And that's a fact. It's not a matter of hating them. It's a matter of their behavior.
You referenced Henry Ford's book, and I tell you what, I just picked up a copy of it, aside from the one I have. I picked up a newer printing of it when I was overseas, and I must say, I'll tell you something, I read through it for the first time after years, and, you know, it's so amazing. That book is classically evergreen. What was written back in the 1920s certainly applies to everything that's going on here today. Well, Tom,
Thanks, it was good talking
to you. Thanks for your call.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on up.
Oh, hi, Michael.
How's it going? Hello again, I should say.
Yeah, very good, Michael. Out of everybody on the so-called Patriot Talk Radio, Michael, and I definitely use that word so-called talk radio in regards to that TruthNet, where they're playing We Are Living in America with a K, you know, and it's Wunderbar and all this crap. But, Michael, you out of everybody, You have the best handle. I'm convinced you have the best grip and handle on what's really going on and on reality. And, of course, the Piper Cub, their Mark, is very good
the
also.
Piper Cub.
Yeah, the Piper Cub. Mark has a good handle on what's going on. But, you know, I have to revisit something. Speaking of you and Mark, Michael, where you dedicated that show 3 or 4 weeks ago to the Khazars. But listen, mm-hmm. I forwarded you a response to an email that I got from a survivor of the Liberty. But I have to try to set this straight once and for all tonight, if I can, Michael, with your audience, because I know your audience is probably the most receptive to this truth. But anyways, this survivor of the Liberty, he says like he doesn't want to blame the innocent Jews in the world for what happened to the Liberty. He says, my anger is only directed at those that are using the Jews as a cover to do their dirty work. And once again, Michael, he finishes up by citing Revelation 2:9, talks about these imposters. Now, I'm going to try to clear this up tonight, Michael, and I didn't make this point when you and Mark devoted the whole show to the Khazars. I talked about some other things. But here goes. I hope this helps to set people's minds straight on this once and for all. Because I'd love to talk about other things. I'd like to talk about all this Nazi nonsense and this Luciferian Illuminati and that big distraction. I'd love to talk about it. But anyways, here goes. You know, in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, where it's talking about, you know, I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews, but they're not. You know, they're of the synagogue of Satan. So, you know, we've covered this up to this point before. Everyone that's therefore that says that they're a Jew is not, because they say they are. Okay, that leaves the logical question, who are the Jews then? Who the heck are the Jews then? If all these Jews who say they're Jews, it's blasphemy and they're not, they're really of the synagogue of Satan and they do lie and all that and everything. Well, Michael, the true Jews... Okay, they want to talk about the true Jews, Michael, actually were the Christians. And I know that might shock a lot of people, but let me explain. When John wrote those words at the end of what, the first century around, he experienced a vision, I guess, when he was in A.D. 95, supposedly, and then he actually wrote it down in A.D. 96 after he left the Isle of Patmos. But by that time, Michael... The Jews who had received the true Messiah, the Jews who had received Jesus and had accepted Jesus as the true Messiah, they considered themselves the true Jews. In other words, they were Christians.
Right, exactly, exactly.
Yeah, so all John is talking about is the Jews, plain and simple. In other words, the Jews are Jews that have not received Jesus Christ as their Messiah, who rejected Jesus Christ. The true Jews receive Jesus Christ. And all down through history, they've become known as Christians. They're all absorbed in Protestant denominations and Protestant...
Dave, that's exactly the point that Thomas Jefferson was making when he was writing back in the 1790s and the early 1800s.
Yeah,
the father, one of the fathers of our country, one of the smartest men to ever grace the earth with his presence.
Yeah, Michael, because, you know, it breaks my heart, really. I mean, I don't know if that's the right word, but it disturbs me, it demoralizes me, it saddens me when actually a survivor of the Liberty somehow thinks that the Jews weren't attacked, the Jews were not behind the attack.
I mean,
on the
you
Liberty.
Know, let's put it in this context, Dave. If I were to go out in the street today and corner 100 people of all races, creeds, colors, religions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, hell, throw in sexual orientation. If I went out there and gathered up 100 people and went up to them and said, did you know that on June 8th, 1967, the synagogue of Satan attacked the USS Liberty? They'd think I was crazy. Now, if I went up to them and said, did you know that on June 8th, 1967, the air and naval forces of the state of Israel, our so-called ally, attack the USS Liberty, I think a lot of those people would say, really? No, I never heard that. Tell me about it. That surprises me.
Yeah.
Now, the difference, I think that should drive the difference home to a lot of people. When you're trying to communicate some down-to-earth ideas, if you go out and tell them the synagogue of Satan attacked the USS Liberty, most people are going to think you're crazy. It's that simple.
Absolutely.
But a lot of people don't get it, Dave. You get it. I get it. A lot of our listeners get it. But a lot of people don't.
Yeah, on your show, I'm sure most of the listeners on your show get it, Michael, but all the early church, the early church, they were all Jews, and they received them, because they received the Messiah and so on, they considered themselves the true Jews, and I consider them the true Jews too, and they went on to become Christians and become known as Christians, they were first called Christians at Antioch, and so on, in other words, that's it, they considered that the Jews that would not be
true Messiah. You know what? If people don't get it, we've lost them forever. Listen, thanks for your call, Dave. That's a good call.
Okay, thanks, Michael.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, that summarizes it all right there. I mean, come on.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Just to clarify things for people, you know, I've been talking about Jim Mars on this program. Jim Mars, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not just picking on Jim Mars, because he's done a lot of good work, but I'm just trying to get him on the straight and narrow here, and I don't want people to be confused. I don't want people to think that Jim Mars is Tex Mars. Tex Mars at Power of Prophecy is a good man who knows what's going on, and I encourage you to listen to him and check out his very, very good work. Okay, we have time, a couple more minutes here. We're going to go to, yes, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Jim from Texas. Jim.
Hello, Mike.
What's going on?
As I've cautioned you before, brevity is not one of your outstanding qualities, okay? You spent the first half hour of the show talking about this fellow that this righteous Gentile from South America that saved all these righteous Jews, and all you had to mention was the fact that he went by two different names.
Well, actually, he was not a Gentile. Mantello was not a, he was Jewish.
Makes no difference. They always go by different names. That's the name of the game. They go by, who else in the entire history of the world, did Hermann Goering go by the name of Johann Schmidt?
You know, Jim, it's interesting that you even bring this up because the article in the Washington Post points out that Mandel deliberately used the name Mantello to make himself sound more Latin, to quote-unquote, to give it a more Latin ring.
And who but somebody that's up to no good has to change their name? That's all you had to say. You could explain the whole thing in about 3 minutes and went on to some more important topics. I don't know what they would be, but you could have went on to explain more. You say this guy went by two names, and so therefore we know what he is.
Oh, that's interesting.
John Garfield, the old actor's name was Julius Garfinkel. Why did he change his name? What's wrong with being an actor named Julius Garfinkel?
Well,
because he didn't want anybody to know he was a Jew.
That's exactly the purpose of that. Now, of course, my original given middle name is Bernard, but I didn't like that, so I changed it to Collins.
You didn't change your last name to Lipschitz. I mean, that's what the people that are up to no good, you adopted or you purloined or stole or confiscated or something, Michael Collins, the Irish patriot, because it sounded better. But you didn't change the name of Piper.
No, that's true enough, yeah.
But that's the difference. That's what these people do. They change their whole name.
And you know, that's interesting because we were talking earlier about Henry Ford's series, The International Jew. He has a chapter in there entitled The Gentle Art of Changing Jewish Names.
And who else in the entire history of the world has changed their names?
Well, you know, that's very interesting. And, you know, I'll tell you something, Jim. It's very interesting. Do you know when I first actually became aware of this Jewish question? It was back when I was about 12 or 13 years old, and I was reading H.L. Mencken's book, The American Language. And in there, he had a lengthy dissertation on the subject of Jewish names and how they had their origins and how so often they were changed. And it struck me at the time that that was very interesting.
But
so,
Mike,
things come full circle.
The question that has to be begged is, what other group does this or has to? That's the point. I've never heard anybody talk about this.
That's an interesting point.
Why do people have to change their names? Because they're trying to fool you. Nobody cares that you adopted the middle name of Collins. It has no bearing whatsoever. Did you try and change your whole identity? No, you didn't. You're a nobody from nowhere in Washington, D.C., although I don't know how you ended up there. That's a different question.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to have to find the solution to all those questions one other evening, because we're wrapping it up.
Gold has been.